We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Steel Talk, and I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. Well, our next guest I was telling you about earlier is also part of the Black Women Rising in Minnesota, who ran for office this year. Now, it was a shocker indeed, because John Lesh, a nine-term incumbent representing most of the northern neighborhoods of the city of St. Paul, fell 20 percentage points behind first-time candidate Athena Hollins, an attorney and progressive activist who is a member of the new Black Women Rising movement. Athena, welcome. You are joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, and we are thrilled to have you. Did you take a breath yet since the election, since the primaries?
Thank you so much for having me. Today was probably my first day that I literally did nothing that involved campaigning. So it was a good day.
It was a good day. One thing Minnesotans are really clear about, Athena, is that it's difficult to move a lifelong politician from office. We've had that experience over and over again. You know, it's like Groundhog Day. So what was the moment Tuesday night when you knew, you realized you had won?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It really, you know, it came as a shock. We did think that we had put the work in, that the team was really confident in what we had done, but we thought it was going to be a lot closer. We had folks at 8 of the 11 polling sites in our district, and we had them reporting numbers, and everybody reported that I had won in those 8 polling places. And so that was already shocking, but I had anticipated that there would be a number of mail-in votes, that we were still going to be waiting for the results until probably Thursday. But I got notified at 10:30 that I was the winner, which was absolutely shocking to me.
Did
so
you
two
dance?
And a half hours
I would have
after
danced.
The
I would have danced as soon as I got that notice. Okay, tell me about your family. Was it difficult for your family watch you walk this walk of politics and to see you go forward? I'm sure they were supportive, but was it difficult? Was it a tense time for them?
It was. It was an incredibly tense time. You know, my husband, bless his heart, we have two kids, a 6-year-old and a 20-month-old. And,
goodness.
I started campaigning when my 20-month-old was just about 6 months old. So my husband has had to pick up the slack in everything that we did in our household this entire time. And it's just been such a burden, you know, on him to not have anybody to share that work with. But he's been amazingly supportive the entire time. And even when I briefly suspended my campaign after I didn't get the DFL endorsement, he really encouraged me to continue on. He was really enthusiastic about, me keep on fighting the good fight, because it's something that we believe in. And it's not, you know, we weren't going to let a nomination stand in the way.
The Black Women Rising is more of a movement to me. And of course, with Senator Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. now on the ticket for the Joe Biden, nomination. I am so excited about this. And of course, that's got to be encouraging, the women that step forward. Not all of you won, but many of you won. By the way, I know Devonna Pittman, who will also be on the ballot in November. Do you know her?
Yes. Devonna, Esther Abaje, there were a couple of us, which was really thrilling. I agree. It is a movement, and it is a very exciting movement that I think a lot of people are actually very hungry for. And I, unfortunately, to be totally honest, even any women, it usually requires women to be asked multiple times to run for office. And the true, you know, it's the true for me as well. I had to be asked multiple times to run for office. And, I think the more representation we have of women of color, black women running and winning, the more encouraging it is for other people to stand up and say, that's something I can do. And there's a model and there's group support for us so that we can really make these dreams a reality. Because we know black women have been leading in communities for generations.
That's
and
right.
And now we're just making an official stamp, you know?
Yeah, and this is the 100-year anniversary of the suffrage movement, so it's really exciting that it's really moving. It's been moving, you know, with the Million Woman March and that sort of thing. It's been moving, but this year it just seems to be, you know, at the point where we're going to explode. We're so excited about it. But we all know that when it comes to women running for office, if you're local and you're even in the state house, it doesn't mean that you're making a ton of money. You're doing this because you see the need and you know that you can make a difference, right?
Absolutely. Yes. It's a labor of love, 100%. It's nothing that is, you know, I mean, and I understand I'm pretty privileged. I'm a lawyer and I, you know, have a good salary job, but, you know, even if you didn't, it's not something that you would do because it's going to make you rich. It's
right.
Not going to make you rich. It's got to be something that you're doing because you believe in it, because you want to represent the people. And, you know, hopefully your heart is in a good place. And, you know, that's why I know, having met a lot of the candidates who have won, especially the black women that have won, their hearts are in the right place. They want to lead for their people and for their communities, and that's what they're passionate about. So I'm really excited to work with them.
Okay, give us the website where people can go to learn more about you, because we got a lot to talk about in November as well.
Absolutely. My website is athenahollins.com. That's athenahollins. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And you can learn more about me there.
Well, congratulations to you, Athena, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, we'll be watching you. And for those women that are listening, you want to run? Run. Get there as quickly as you can. We need you. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.